Are you seeing your prayers move mountains? Over the course of my life, God has been teaching me how to pray, what to pray, and some of the most crucial elements of prayer that have radically changed my life forever. This is Evangelist Caleb Wampler, and I've decided to put together this into a 7-day free devotional in the hopes that Christians worldwide will see the breakthroughs as I have. To download this free devotional, go to kingdomencounters.us/free. Again, kingdomencounters.us/free.
This is Stephen Strang. Welcome to the Strang Report. Today, I'm going to interview one of the most incredible people I've ever known. He has an incredible gift. You may know his name. It's Hubie Sin. He has a prophetic ministry, and he's recently written a new book called Lessons from a Wandering Prophet. And we're going to talk about the gift of prophecy. And I'm going to remind you, if you don't already know, that he was the prophet who gave a word to Jonathan Cahn in an airport. And that's quite a story. It's been documented several times. But it's kind of how I got to know Hubie. And we'll talk about that. We're going to have a conversation. I think that you will enjoy it. I think you'll learn something. So stay tuned.
Welcome to the Strang Report with Stephen Strang, the founder of Charisma. This podcast is to encourage you to experience the power of the Holy Spirit and to discuss spiritual issues facing the church, our nation, and the world.
Welcome back, everyone. And Hubie, welcome to you. You are here in Orlando to minister, and you were able to come by the office and do this podcast and handle a few other things. And I'm excited about this new book, Lessons from a Wandering Prophet. It just came out. It's your second book with us.
Yes.
I found out today that your first book has sold 33,000 copies. Congratulations on that.
Thank you.
But you have a very interesting gift, and you're unlike anybody with a prophetic gift I've ever known. And I've known everyone from Paul Kane down, let's say. And, you know, I want to talk to you about how this gift operates. You know, you were in an airport and you saw this Jewish-looking man and you felt that the Lord wanted you to speak to him. And, you know, I've written about the story. I've told the story. I know that you weren't really wanting to do it. It was the middle of the night. You were tired. You'd missed a flight. But the Lord has used you to give a word. And instead of me saying the word, why don't you kind of repeat briefly, because I want to get into other things, but I think that maybe people who don't know you or know your ministry, a lot of them would know the Harbinger, and it's incredible because it was exactly the right word at the right time.
Yes. Well, first, thank you for having me here. I appreciate that. Regarding the Harbinger, what happened was I was traveling to Texas to see my sister who was ill. And due to a terrible nor'easter, they canceled my flight, which was Friday, and I got bumped to Saturday, so I was pretty upset. So I tried to book the first flight in the morning, which was Saturday morning, early Saturday morning. So the only way that I could get there was to fly into Charlotte and then switch to go to Dallas. So I really wasn't feeling well. I was facing deadlines because it was, I think, the beginning of October, and I'd lost a day of seeing my sister, so I was kind of upset. So I landed. I was upset. I got a cup of coffee, trying to stay awake, frustrated, having one of those bad days. And then I wanted to sit down, and because of the weather, there was really only one seat, which was next to the window, so my plans of taking a nap weren't really going to happen. So I sat down, and the Lord starts nudging me, and I'm arguing with him, literally, like saying, no, I'm not in the mood. Now is not the time. And so finally, I came to grips, like, okay, I'll keep my part of our agreement, which I will do whatever you want me to do. And I look over, and I see a Jewish rabbi. And I was like, something's wrong. So, you know, after kind of filtering, I guess, Lord, is this really you? Is this really you? Do you really want me to do it type of thing? I decided to make conversation with the man, and I did, and it turned out to be a man named Jonathan Cahn who had written a book, which I didn't know anything about. And then we were just kind of just trying to get each other saved.
Okay, let me interrupt. I'm going to add some detail. First of all, he is a Jewish rabbi. He was dressed in black. He was kind of praying, kind of moving back and forth.
Reading Proverbs?
Probably assuming that he was an Orthodox Jew. He's not. He's a Messianic Jew. But Orthodox Jews are generally not open to hearing about the gospel. They need to, but generally they'll say something. And so you said a very interesting opening line, which actually any of us, I guess, could use. What was that opening line you said?
I looked at him and I said, "What's the good word?"
And he said?
He said, "God loves you." And I,
so instantly, each of you could tell something about the other.
Yes.
And you struck up a conversation. He tells the story that he looked at you and thought that you were probably some secular, unsaved businessman that needed to hear about the Lord.
Well, I'm dressed in sweats. I'm not in a good mood, non-shaven, so I guess so, you know.
And the Lord gave you a word, and Jonathan tells a story that the Lord had given him this book. He had written it. He had all kinds of people giving him advice. He didn't feel good about any of it, and he decided, I have got to pray about this. And his schedule was such that he decided he needed to spend the time traveling instead of reading or sleeping or whatever, that he needed to just really seek the Lord. And he was literally praying, Lord, I need to know what to do. He was sitting there in the waiting room praying this, you know, under his breath or however people pray. And, you know, I've been a believer a long time, and there's a lot of times I'll be troubled about something and I'll be praying under my breath like that. And then for you to tell him that he had a word for the nation and God was going to greatly use it or something to that effect. And so, of course, this gets his attention. He's wanting to write it down. And then when you give a word, you can't always even remember what it was because it just kind of flows out of you as the Lord prompts you. Mm-hmm. And that was exactly the word. And, you know, we can drop it there. I mean, you know, we could talk for 45 minutes about this story.
Well, I think that personally, the most amazing thing about our meeting is that the Harbinger book, the manuscript, was written already. And in the book, when he meets the main character, meets the prophet, they meet in a public place, which was an airport. Jonathan basically translated it. The prophet was sitting on the man's left. The prophet initiates the conversation and gives him a prophecy. So literally, God used the nor'easter of my Friday from Friday to switch it to Saturday, that he basically let us play it out, but it was written already. To me, that's the most amazing thing in that book.
It really is. But let's talk about how prophecy relates to the average person.
Okay.
And in spirit-filled circles, charismatic circles, which charismatic means, it's a Greek word, means gifts of the Spirit. And one of the gifts of the Spirit is the gift of prophecy. And there's a difference between Old Testament prophets who spoke for God to Israel to New Testament prophecy, which it's a gift of the Holy Spirit, which is available to every believer who's empowered by the Spirit, which we use the term baptism in the Holy Spirit. And there's several gifts. Prophecy is only one. And there are a lot of people in the church, a lot of good Christians, who don't even believe that this is for today, but yet God does speak through his prophets. But, you know, I've been a Christian journalist for a long, long time, and you hear of prophets, I don't really interact with these kind, who will actually give a prophecy for an offering. And the bigger the offering, the biggest the prophet, prophecy. And I believe those people are misusing the gift. I believe it's blasphemy of the Holy Spirit. We'll discuss that on a different day. And I've heard a lot of prophecies that God's going to give someone a baby or whatever. And there are times when people need to hear that. But prophecy is more than that. Now, sometimes there were a number of prophets who prophesied that Donald Trump would be elected, and he was. Who would have thought? There were also a lot of the same prophets that prophesied that he'd have two terms. That has not happened, or at least hasn't happened yet. And the prophets aren't always right. in the Old Testament, if they said they spoke for God and didn't, they got stoned.
Mm-hmm.
In the New Testament, and I'm not a theologian, but I've, of course, studied the Bible and studied this, it says to test the spirits as if the prophet might or not be right. But a lot, and where I want to go with this short podcast, because there's so many, I mean, there have been books written on this. It's been misused enough, or people have seen it misused, which the enemy is going to play that up and make people think, well, it's fake, it's fraud, you're going to get caught. I mean, you might be wrong, then you're going to be criticized. So a lot of people are almost afraid of it. But how does the average person begin to move in this? Because really, won't the Holy Spirit speak to any of us with maybe an encouraging word or to have some kind of spiritual insight that explains a dilemma of some kind that someone is in? Even Jonathan was in a dilemma. He didn't know which direction to go.
Right.
And he is a great man of faith, with a strong ministry even before he became nationally known. He had one of the leading messianic congregations in the whole nation. So how does your gift relate to the normal person? Or maybe I should ask you how you learned to get this gift, which actually you write about in your books, which, you know, the first one is Tales of a Wandering Prophet. It was basically you telling very interesting stories, how the Lord has used you. And I don't know who came up with this title, maybe you did, but you are sort of a wandering prophet. I've seen you wander up and down the hallway, and the Lord will give you a word for someone
yeah.
that is just like the right thing at the right time. So talk to me about that.
Okay, well, the name Wandering Prophet came from actually Jim Baker.
Oh, really?
First, his words were, "You're the reluctant prophet." And then when I was on the show, I went wandering through the crowd, and he's like, "Oh, you're the wandering prophet." So it stuck. In the first book, I kind of explain how the gift just came about, because I never thought that I would be doing what I do. And I didn't go looking for it. It was something that God dropped in me, and it's just something that has kind of just moved forward in my life. I found it terrifying myself, and I still do. And I think that because I'm very careful and I'm very slow of actually moving forward in it, that's kind of why, you know, my track record is pretty good. And I think that the fact that I don't really need it in my life to feel complete.
Because you make a living as a CPA.
Right. So I make a living as a CPA.
You're not a televangelist. You don't have a big donor list.
Right.
Although you have a small ministry.
Yes.
That helps you do what you do.
Right.
But you're not in this for the money.
Right.
And while you have become somewhat known because of Jonathan Kahn, but also David Tyree, who made the most incredible catch in NFL history in Super Bowl 42, you prophesy. In fact, that's the first time I ever heard of you.
Yeah.
I heard about this prophet up in the Northeast. You're in New Jersey. Is that really the Northeast, or is it just Northeast of Florida? When we say up north, that includes Georgia, which is anything but northern, but that the Lord was going to do something incredible, and that pass was it.
Yeah.
And it was such a wow thing that we actually did a little story on it in Charisma Magazine, because first of all, this doesn't happen often. Second of all, a lot of time it happens kind of in obscurity. Third of all, it's hard for us as journalists to really nail down all the facts, because these stories take on a life of their own after a while. But how did the Lord stir this gift up in you? Because the David Tyree thing, which is what connected you to us, which then connected us with Jonathan Kahn later. We don't need to go into all those details, but I guess the Lord used that to open some doors for you, but you didn't do it to become a rich and famous author. That's for sure.
Correct. I did it just by God leading me, and it seemed that he kind of brought my walk and the ministry into different stages. The first stage was, you know, I'm going along talking to people in parking lots and gas stations and restaurants. That's kind of how it started. And so there was learning in that. And then when the David Tyree thing happened, I got a little notoriety with that. And when that happened, I kind of became known. And as a matter of fact, when you did a story in your magazine, David put me in one page in his book. You know, because I was like, oh, nothing's going to happen with it. He put me in his book. He didn't even ask me. He just said he put me in it. And when you ran your magazine, the one page was in your book. So it kind of took a life of its own, and it dragged me with it, which I really wasn't prepared for. So I had to deal with some internal issues of myself. And then after I kind of got grips on that, and I kind of got that to a certain point where I could handle and work out some issues, then the Jonathan Kahn situation, or the miracle at the airport, happened, which took all of me even further. So it was kind of like I was just doing what God wanted me to do, and then he just kept moving me along. So he's kind of brought me in stages. So then the Jonathan Kahn, you know, you did the DVD. That was the first time people saw me. Then all of a sudden I got recognized. I went on the Jim Baker show with him as a favor because I really didn't want to go, and then it just escalated from there. Then there was an infomercial on TV for the Harbinger, which the miracle at the airport was centered around. So all of a sudden, the Lord was just moving me forward, and I couldn't stop it. And I was trying to run away from it, but no matter what, I just couldn't do that. So as I went on, that allowed me to work out some more issues. And then as time has gone on, the gift just keeps growing. I've become friends with Kathy Lee Gifford, and one time...
And she featured you in her new book.
Yeah, her new book. We were just friends.
In fact, I bought that book because I knew that, and first thing I did was look up the chapter with you, but the Lord gave you an incredible word for her that she just needed at that exact moment, that something that you could not have known that was only revealed by the Lord.
Yes. And so it's been like that, that I'm just willing, and the Lord just seems to open up the door. And one time she was talking, her and Hoda, because she was on TV at that time, all of they were talking about me. I didn't even know it. And all of a sudden, people are calling me and texting me like, you know Kathy Lee? I'm like, well, how do you know? They're like, oh, they're talking about you on the air. And I was like, what? You know, it's kind of like I don't necessarily like the notoriety. And the more that I kind of move away from it, the more the Lord just kept moving me forward. So now I've just accepted, Lord, whatever you want me to do, I'll do it. So it's been interesting to see how the Lord has kind of worked it in stages. And I think that through it all, I have been very careful to only use the gift when I know that I can check off the list. Like you've known me that we've talked about me getting sick. Even though I may, quote, feel that I really want to speak to somebody, I may be sympathetic or whatever, or I wish I could help them, I won't do it until I get sick. And if I get sick, then I know the Lord wants me to use that gift. So I've been very careful to really hold the gift in a very high manner, and to be very careful on when I use it, and to be very careful to only use it when he wants me to use it. And I think that he's pleased with me up until this point, that I will only use it when he wants me to, not necessarily when I want to use it. So I think that discerning between that has really brought a lot of favor on my life, and a lot of favor on my children and my wife. So I think the more that I try to be very careful with it and to use it in the right way than to be swayed to use it for other reasons, I just want to stay along the path. Like when a lot of people got it wrong about the election, I got a lot of phone calls, I got a lot of emails. What do you think? What do you think? I said, I don't know. I didn't do it. So if it wasn't me, I'm not going to judge anybody. I don't know them. Or if I did know them, I don't understand the situation. So I don't really know. So...
Well, I know that when he didn't get it, a lot of people who tend to blast prophetic ministry were glad to jump on it. Mm-hmm. When it was prophesied and he did get it, I know personally, I wrote a book about it called God and Donald Trump, and it was basically that there was an untold story that God somehow showed a whole bunch of people going back to Kim Clement, and I documented mm-hmm. You know, the critics all just kind of kept their mouth shut. I personally think that they did hear from the Lord. I believe the stolen, that's my personal opinion. And actually in the book I wrote, called God Trump the 2020 Election, I had a whole chapter on how he might lose. And it was not prophetic, but it did predict a lot of the stuff that happened, a lot of it. I'm sorry to say, I wish that had not happened. But, you know, we don't understand these things. And I think of the verse in 1 Corinthians chapter 13, we see in part, we prophesy in part. We see through a glass darkly, and God uses us. And I want to do some follow-up podcast with you, because I want to drill down and help people understand, because really what we're talking about is not God pouring out this special anointing on you alone, and you can go around and say all these great spiritual things, but really that the Lord would use any of us to try to accomplish his plans and purposes, because a lot of your words are to encourage people that they're hearing from God and that he's pleased with them. You know, I've been in settings where I've observed you giving a prophetic word to someone, and you often that's exactly what they need. And, you know, I'm a journalist. I'm not a preacher. I'm not a prophet. Yet I can think of a time when a friend of mine or someone that I knew professionally got a very, very bad deal getting kicked out of a very large ministry. And I called him and I said, you know, I just called him out of the golden rule. You know, if I had been in that situation, I would have wanted someone to reach out to me. And I said, you know, what are you going to do and all this stuff? Well, a day or two later, I was driving down the road. I was driving down Reinhardt Road to a restaurant to meet my wife for dinner. And I felt that I should call a certain ministry. And when I pulled in my parking lot, I texted this guy and I said, I met someone that I think you might want to talk to. He fit into your ministry really well. And, you know, as a result of that, that man got a job. I did not have a word that he was going to get the job, but I was following up on an impression I got. And I can't take any pride in that. You know, I got not 1 cent. Actually, the guy told me he'd buy me a steak dinner, and he never did. But I didn't do it for that reason. But my attitude is more like, Lord, thank you that you use me. I remember when I was a kid, they used to sing a song in church, usually at kind of an altar call, Lord, use me.
Yes.
Do not refuse me.
Yes.
And we prayed, and there are many times I prayed, Lord, use me. Then, of course, when something happens and you feel used, then you feel offended.
Yes.
And it's like the Lord's just answering your prayer.
Yes.
Lord, use me.
Yes.
And so I'm thankful that the Lord used me in this one instance to make something happen that, and I wasn't really trying to make anything happen. It's just that I sort of knew the man, and I sort of knew the ministry. And that was really almost like a prophetic word, isn't it?
Yes. Oh, it definitely, prophetic act, definitely. And I mean, it's a great joy when you know that God used you to do something, to actually change someone's life. Like when the Harbinger was going, it was very gratifying to say, wow, God used me to basically launch Jonathan. Marilyn Hickey had said that to me. And she goes, God used you to launch him because nobody really knew him before. And I went, oh, I never kind of looked at it that way.
And, you know, we'll follow this up later, but let me just say this. You made the connection between Jonathan and me. And we can only speculate, but I think his book would have probably been published, but another publishing house would have handled it very differently. And we can only speculate that it would not have happened like it did. And I'm just thankful that, again, that the Lord chose us. We did nothing to deserve that. You know, as a publisher, we're always looking for new authors and, you know, keeping our feelers out. We were not looking for a messianic rabbi to write a book that would change the world.
Well, I think that God set it up because your company, you run it a certain way. And I firmly believe that because your company, like even when I sent you the quote famous email, we had discussed it, you replied back. You didn't know anything about anything. You just said, I'm interested because of what happened. It wasn't like you knew anything about the book, but you were interested in what happened. And that alone spoke volumes to myself, because the miracle at the airport of the prophecy, you were interested in him just because I mentioned that to you, not the content, because we really didn't know the content at that time or even who he was. It was because you said, well, if you're interested in it, then I'm interested in it. And that spoke volumes, because God just kind of blessed you being open to that. I firmly believe that.
Well, I hope that this little story is an encouragement to people, because, of course, our company and me personally devote our lives to trying to help people understand how to walk in the Spirit, how to be led by the Spirit, how to experience the power of the Holy Spirit to overcome the enemy. You know, that hasn't really come into this equation at all, but every single time Jonathan's come out with a book, there has been enormous spiritual attack, including a flood. He was rushed to the hospital one time. I mean, it's just incredible, the spiritual attack. You know, there's so much we could get into. There's so much I'd like to get into, but I need to draw this podcast to a close. I pray that it blessed you. I hope that you will share this with friends. That's how the podcast grows. We just passed 16 million downloads, so that's quite a milestone. And it's because that's not because of a lot of marketing that I do, that's for sure. It's really word of mouth. Can you say word of mouth with podcasts, I guess? Word of ear? Let's see. We need a new expression. But people share it. And also get this book. Probably the easiest is to go to Amazon, just because you can go there and in a few clicks, they'll send you the book. Mm-hmm. But it's also available on our website, mycharismashop.com, and in many other places. The foreword is by Kathy Lee Gifford, and the subtitle is Discover the Keys to Growing in Your Call, Lessons from a Wandering Prophet. Thank you, Hubie Sin, for being with me, for taking time from your busy schedule. I know you're rushing off to the airport in a few minutes. And thank you for listening to The Strang Report today on the Charisma Podcast Network. God bless you.
Thank you for listening to The Strang Report with Stephen Strang. Stay up to date with the latest episodes by subscribing on your favorite podcast app and at cpnshows.com. Get the latest reports delivered directly to your inbox by subscribing at strangreport.com.